The Hayes Chamber Ag Appreciation event is scheduled for tonight. President and CEO Sarah Wassinger joins us to talk about that and more on this episode of The Post Podcast. I'm excited to see you. And as usual, we've got a very special guest with us today, right?
We do. He's kind of famous around these parts. It's the one and only Kim Goodnight, and he works at ITC. And we were visiting this morning, and he is a man of many titles, so I might just let him kind of cover all of them.
Originally, I was hired as a regional manager of local government community affairs. And because we have such a large footprint, I mean, Kansas and Oklahoma, so it made sense that I took on additional responsibilities. And so I'm also a manager of stakeholder relations and a manager of customer and business solutions. So, yeah, I'm used to wearing many hats, though, Sarah, because my background was I was a farmer for 38 years, and at the same time, I was a county commissioner out there in Ford County, and also owned a car lot. So there you go. I mean, I'm juggling many balls.
You've had like five lives already, right?
Right. Makes for a very diverse background.
So James, I don't know if you remember or not, but we hosted ITC a couple of weeks ago for a chamber chat at our office, and
yes,
about a lot of great information about the company. So one thing I think we would be remiss is to talk about what you guys actually do for energy and power in the regions that you serve.
Well, ITC Great Plains builds, owns, and operates high voltage transmission. And so when I'm doing like a 3-minute elevator speech and trying to make sure somebody understands what we do, I say, we're the long distance extension cord that allows these renewables and other generation sources to be put into the nation's grid. I mean, oftentimes the generation source is nowhere near where you might have an interconnection. And what that does when we build a high voltage line, it's something that the Southwest Power Pool is deemed to be important for the area. Right here in Ellis County, we have a Post Rock substation. It's a 345 kilovolt substation, so at high voltages. And that comes and connects Spearville, Kansas, to Post Rock. And then Post Rock, the line goes on up towards Nebraska. So it's almost a 225-mile, 345 kilovolt line. And right now, I can tell you that when you see either the wind generation going on out there or whether it's gas generation, when you got to have the infrastructure in place to be able to support all of those. And out in western Kansas, where you see some wind generation popping up in places, you did not see that because there's a high voltage line or an interconnection at that point.
So, James, I don't know if you've been paying much attention between Hayes and Ellis, but they have been doing some unique work along Highway 40, and they actually have the crew who will be hanging and suspended from the helicopters.
Interesting.
And yeah. So my husband and I have driven that road several times and have seen this random helicopter, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, how does one get into that line of work? And Eric shared with us a few weeks ago that it's a short straw. You draw the short straw for that job.
Yes. Yeah, well, we are currently, one of our capital projects is installing fiber. Instead of installing that below ground, we're installing it on our 345 structures. And so a helicopter is up there flying. You've got a guy flying it, a guy out there in the basket. And I've gotten a few calls from people that say, okay, we just want to know who's making more money, the guy flying the helicopter or the guy outside in the basket. So I think the guy in the basket probably is doing a little bit better.
I should hope so.
it's a dangerous job, and safety is our number one concern for all of these. So when the wind gets a little bit high, which happens often out here, you know, 20 miles an hour, 25 is not uncommon. We quit flying that helicopter at 25. But anyway, we can go 4 miles at a stretch with this fiber, and then they have to drop it down a pole and do a splice in it, and then they can go another 4 miles. And I think that's important to mention because where we have to access our right-of-way. We're very cognizant of the landowners and the crops and different things that are going on when we do have to access that pole. And so whether it's damages that we pay due to the crops or making sure our communication with the landowners are is up front. So that's important to us.
So, James, we are so excited because as we've been talking, Ag Appreciation is
yes, today. Ag Appreciation Day.
And one thing that ITC has been just so generous with their time and efforts and capital is just by supporting our local chamber and a lot of our different events, especially Ag Appreciation. And obviously with Kim's background, that kind of speaks to the heart of, you know, the farmers that he was just talking about and how they work together. So, Kim, do you want to talk a little bit about what you guys love the most about Ag Appreciation?
One thing about, as I mentioned before, because we have our transmission lines and poles crossing across private property, and landowners are very important to us to be able to make sure that we return that ground back to its original condition after our construction, whether it's gates that we need to install, because we do have to access that easement every now and then. But they can continue to operate that ground like it's theirs. You know, we need to, I think it's 150 feet right away through there. But if it's through pasture ground or whatever, you know, the cattle continue to graze. And so it's important to us to have that connection with the ag producers.
Well, very good. So, James, I know that we've been talking a lot about how this event is not possible without all of our great sponsors, but tickets can still be picked up today.
Really?
They can be.
Okay, so you got a few hours.
We do. So the event starts at 5 o'clock tonight. So we did do a lot of calling around yesterday with our sponsors just to make sure we could tell people as of yesterday, this is still who has tickets. So Carrico Implement, Equity Bank, Golden Belt Bank, High Plains Farm Credit, KSU Ag and Research Center, Nextech, and Western Beverage is sharing that they will deliver tickets to the car if you call 625-3712 when you get there. But all of these locations should still have tickets. We just want to say thank you to our farmers and ranchers. Obviously, they have such a big impact, not only economically, but just on the quality of life in Ellis County. So they'll get a meal tonight. The first 200 families will actually receive goodie bags from our sponsors. And Marlis and I counted yesterday. We are right at, I think, 100 prizes that are going to be given away tonight for the farmers. So we think it's going to be a great evening, a lot of fun. So again, there's a chance for some rain tonight, which means farmers can take the night off if that's the case.
Yeah, you got nothing else to do, I suppose.
That's right. And then, of course, we want to give one more final shout out to all of our barn raiser sponsors for being so instrumental in our planning process. And those businesses include Astra Bank, Carrico Implement, Commerce Bank, Equity Bank, Golden Belt Bank, Gutierrez Cocina Mexicana and Trio Tap House, Hayes Med, High Plains Farm Credit, Insurance Planning and Ag Pro Crop Insurance, ITC and Nextech. So again, come join us this evening. Have a great night. And our team is going to be spending a lot of time out of the office today. So if for any reason you go to the chamber office looking for tickets, you may or may not find people there. And a friendly reminder, we don't have tickets at the office. So those locations we shared would be the places people can go for those tickets.
Very cool. So yeah, if you're still wanting to get a ticket, make sure to hit one of those businesses today. And I love that Western Beverage is out there hand delivering them. That's so cool. That's handy.
Yeah. Some curb service for you.
Absolutely. Now, before we move on into kind of the rest of the stuff for today, this event next year is going to change a little bit, right?
It is. So we are shifting it to January 13th in 2022. We've gotten a lot of great feedback from our farmers and ranchers. September, you know, believe it or not, the weather's still nice. They're doing a lot of things like drilling, working cattle, planting, and getting ready for fall harvest. So we think that January is going to be a lot better. Less things going on for them. We hope that at that point in time, they're not quite calving yet just because that might be a little early, but weather at that point in time will be the only thing that we're hopefully fighting against. So we've heard you. We care about you. We want to make sure that it's convenient for you to come. And no, we didn't get amnesia when you start hearing us talk about this again in December and January.
Very cool. Now, we got to talk about this. You had your Quarter three business showcase that ended, oh gosh, what was it, last Friday?
Yes.
You got some winners on that, right?
We do. So we did a Facebook Live drawing with our premier sponsor, Premier Business Management, yesterday. And Wendy Armbruster, she's famously known as Dustin's Armbruster wife around here, but she went ahead and drew five lucky winners: Kelly Hines, Monica Getz, Marie Freilich, Natasha Cecil, and Savannah Piper. So we wanted to congratulate those folks and anybody who did participate in the business showcase this last go around, please be sure to keep your eyes peeled on our Facebook page, because we'll be trying to tag and share a lot of the different in-store drawings that our participating businesses had, including the chamber drawing for Chamber Checks, which will be held tomorrow via Facebook Live.
Cool. Lots of winners, lots of good stuff there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everybody had a great time just getting out in the community. And you're going to do another one of these here pretty soon. I'm assuming quarter four is coming up. Or yes. Maybe we're in quarter four. I don't know. That's your world.
We have two more sponsors or participating businesses that can still go if they want to. So we've got 8 of the 10 spots filled. If they want to go ahead and get in the chamber newsletter that'll go out on October 4th, we are shifting the release date for that newsletter just because Friday people are going to be busy at Oktoberfest, and we know they're probably not going to be paying a lot of attention to email. But they can get in touch with us at the chamber office to get added to that list. And then that will start October 29th, and we'll run that a full 3 weeks.
Very good. And I'm sure we'll be talking about that more in upcoming segments. But Sarah, before we run out of time, we got just about a minute left here. You've got some regular events coming on this week. I think the first one, we've talked about this already, this Arc Park presentation.
Yes.
How cool is this?
So excited. It's such a huge project for our community, and it is beautiful. People have been using it so much every evening, but it'll be at 4 p.m. tomorrow. We did have a previous communication that went out that said 4:30, so please be sure to know that it will start promptly at 4. And then we have a ribbon cutting and joint brick presentation with our friends at DHDC on Thursday, and that'll be at Farmers Insurance, Chelsea Prell Agency, at 4:30. And then, of course, it wouldn't be homecoming week unless we weren't on FHSU campus, so we'll be celebrating our chamber chat and a ribbon cutting at 9 a.m. at the FHSU Fishley Will Center for Student Success. So a lot going on, and just wanted to tell people that we hope you come join us tonight for a great evening, and again, thank Kim for everything that UNITC do to support our chamber.
Thank you very much. I think it's important to surround yourself with good people and be involved with the chamber here in Hayes. Very important to us.